speak of love, but you do not see. Cause words are words and they mean nothing more. With half a mind you laugh at me. Cause I speak of colors you've never seen before.
LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
Take it up with Bleak.
Bleak. Two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
What? Yes, I'm here, yes. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio. Can you hear me over the loud music? On CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Hey, thanks for dropping by at Canada's favorite radio show. I have a show today featuring, for starters, the band called Cold Cave. Cold Cave. And I was reading, you may know by now, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, that my favorite band for a few months now has been Blank Dogs. So I was reading a Blank Dogs interview on the Accelerator online magazine thing. And they mentioned Blank Dogs. Mike Sniper mentioned some of his favorite bands at the moment. One of those was Cold Cave. So I immediately looked up Cold Cave and found some of their music. So what I'm going to do is get into some, feature some Cold Cave today. So hold on to some. It is, it's far out, wacky stuff. It has some of the production values as Blank Dog, sometimes very screechy, and other times it's very sort of, does sound like old Cold Wave. Albums of the very early 80s that we get to sometimes, but it's recent. It's they're a new band, so without, well, I'm not going to say that. So now here is Cold Cave on Exquisite Corpse.
Thank you.
is Cold Cave. From Cold Cave's EP or album called Cremations. Two tracks for you, and first one was called An Understanding, the second one Poison Berries. We have more from Cold Cave coming up now. But first, to tell you a little bit more about Cold Cave, it says here, Wesley Isehold, the man behind Philadelphia's Cold Cave, is the former frontman for hardcore bands like Some Girls, American Nightmare, and Give Up the Ghost. He was also involved in a plagiarism controversy with Pete Wentz and received songwriting credit on a Fall Out Boy album. Not exactly the first person you would expect to be making beautiful experimental synth pop. Cold Cave weaves incomprehensibly distorted vocals with bits of synthetic feedback, but sounds like songs like Love Comes Close and Life Magazine also come bearing serious hooks. That mixture of post-punk unease and fluid bleep would have made Cold Cave fit right in on the early 80s Factory Records roster along Section 25 or the Durruti Column. Now, this might be the first album review that mentions post-punk without comparing the band to Joy Division right away, which is good. We need to get away from that. Come on, not all these bands sound like Joy Division. Lazy reviewers. Anyway, that's my little aside. Let's go to more from Cold Cave now, and here's some stuff from the Love Comes Close album. How about a track called Rainbow Girls from Cold Cave on Exquisite Corpse Radio?
Bye.
And some more from Cold Cave, and that was Heaven Was Full, ending off our feature on Cold Cave. Before that, the track called Love Comes Close, and Rainbow Girls before that from the album Love Comes Close. And I started the show with two Cold Cave tracks from the Cremations album of theirs, or EP. Cold Cave, let's see here, what does it say? Cold Cave enlisted the talents of Dominic Farrow of Purient, and also Shoo Shoo graduate Carolee McElroy to pitch in their full-length debut, Love Comes Close. And as Pitchfork puts it, managed to stand out as a successful collaborative effort with a clear sense of purpose, and definitely one of my favorite albums in quite a while. Well, since the last Blank Dogs one, anyway. And his new Mayfair Set EP, which is out right now. I don't think I have any of that newer Mayfair Set stuff. I will next time. Got some Mayfair Set coming up for you now, though. Mayfair Set includes a guy from Blank Dogs and the gal from Dum Dum Girls. So the Mayfair Set now with Cease to Be on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Thank you. Connection avec Marie-Ève Dumoulin pour tout savoir sur les activités culturelles francophones de Vancouver et ses environs, plus de la musique 100% francophone du Québec et d'ailleurs. With French Connection, you will discover everything about the French culture on CITR 101.9 FM.
There is more money in my pocket.
On September 18th and 19th, this year's 9th annual New Forms Festival brings together artists from a variety of creative sectors, including electronic music, visual arts, and technology-based installations. Top DJs from around the globe will perform alongside innovative visuals and installations. Additionally, a partnership with the new W2 Community Media Arts Center allows attendees to attend a full day DJ workshop to learn some of the skills that will be displayed during the festival. Information can be found on www.newformsfestival.com or follow New Forms Fest on Twitter for regular updates.
Who are huddled around radios in the forgotten corners of the world. CITR 101.9. I will listen to you. These are my heroes. They work hard and they give back and they keep going without complaint.
Yes, that's us, CITR Vancouver. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on your favorite radio station. Here at Canada's Favorite Radio Show. Thanks for dropping by, I like to tell you. We heard two tracks there from roughly the same people. Yeah, Blank Dogs in there with Leaving the Light On from their newest EP, Diana the Herald from Blank Dogs. And before that, a Blank Dog with one of the Dum Dum Girls, or the Dum Dum Girl, I guess, I don't know. I forget how that went. Mayfair Set, in other words, the name of that conjoined band. Cease to Be, that track. And we played this last week, and I wanted to play it again this week, the single that I bought for a special broadcast. I've been wanting to play this for years on the radio, but never knew. I always thought it was Laurie Anderson. Told you about it last week, so you can listen to the podcast, perhaps, if you want to find out more. But basically, it's Joshua Freed and his 1986 single, Jimmy Because, and this is one of the mixes off of that. Jimmy Because, from Joshua Freed on CITR.
Now, through an amazing process called personal time reselection, you can relive the happiest 5 minutes of your life once every hour. My name is Minnie because my name is Minnie. My name is Tinny because my name is Tinny. My name is Jimmy because 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 my name is Jimmy 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 Jimmy. Hi, I'm Bob Apparatus. Hi, I'm Bob Apparatus. Hi, I'm Bob Apparatus. Why? Because. My name is Minnie. My name is Tinny because my name is Tinny. My name is Jimmy because 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 my name is Jimmy. My name is Minnie. My name is Minnie. My name is Tinny because my name is Tinny. My name is Jimmy because 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 my name is
Jimmy because my name is nervous. White folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Nobody does.
Declare anything you have with you which is new, or which you got only recently. Also, you must declare anything, whether it's new or not, and isn't for your own use.
I see.
Would you show them to me, please?
Yes, here they are.
Hello.
Oh, yes, you're allowed that.
Start by saying hello. I'm
does it better. Makes me feel sad for the man. Nobody does it half as good as you.
Die time and time again. I wasn't looking for tomorrow's now.
This is Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Little track there from the Miniatures album we played last week had a feature on it. And it was a various artist compilation called Morgan Fisher's Miniatures. A bunch of different acts doing approximately 1 minute each. And that was track 43, which was R.D. Lang and Son with Tipperary. And, of course, before that, People Like Us, which is Vicky Bennett, and a track called Nobody Does from Abridged Too Far. Vicky Bennett, who I'm working on a live interview for you, as she is to be coming to town for the Vancouver New Music Presents Copyright, Copyleft. Starts October 21st with O'Connor, Two Bears, and Oswald. Let me just go there and see what we can find here. I'm at the wrong website. Anyway, day number one on the October 21st is features John Oswald headlining the thing. Who came up with the whole Plunderphonics thing. Evidently, that was his word. And October 22nd is when Chris Cutler and People Like Us come and do a big thing, big headlining of that show. People Like Us we just heard, which, of course, like I always say, is Vicky Bennett. So write this down. And she's a hero of mine. A lot of the Value Village people stuff that I do is based heavily on people like us stuff. So I will be happy to interview her if she will come on and interview me. And I will be letting you know about that as soon as I know a little bit more. And thanks for Luke Meat for helping me set that up, as he will be... we may be doing a joint venture as we interview Mark Hostler of Negative Land. Or it may just be Luke. I'm open to whatever he wants to do with that, but it could be both of us. Let me just keep going here. So, just to sum up already, Vancouver New Music presents Copyright Copy Left with John Oswald and Two Bears and... let me go to the actual site here. Here we are. Yeah, Andrew O'Connor of Toronto starting us off on Wednesday the 21st. Jackson Two Bears of Victoria. John Oswald of Toronto. Thursday the 22nd is Eric Haedeker of Vancouver. DJ Tapes, a.k.a. Aja Rose Bond. Aja Rose Bond, sorry. And Chris Cutler from the UK, of course. Ex-member Henry Cow and a lot of different things, actually. And People Like Us, a.k.a. Vicky Bennett. On the 23rd, we'll have Sonarchy from Vancouver, Holtzkopf of Vancouver also, Scanner from the UK, and David Shea of the US and Australia. On Saturday the 24th, Mark Hostler will be doing Adventures in Illegal Art, Creative Media Resistance, and Negative Land. Mark Hostler, of course, from the US and from Negative Land. Might be doing an interview with him. We'll stay tuned for that. Stay tuned to Annoyze and, of course, Exquisite Corpse, this show. Yuri Crane from the U.S. Closes out the festival from the 21st through the 24th again of October. Copyright, copy left from New Forms. Now, if you want to know about where to go and you're not quite understanding what I'm trying to tell you here, newmusic.org. It's a place to go to find out a little bit more about what's going on with this. Copyright, copy left. On Saturday the 24th, as part of this whole deal, there's a free symposium with free symposium, I guess, called Negative Landscapes. This is all at the Scotiabank Dance Center at 677 Davie Street. It'll be a discussion about copyright, copy left, intellectual property rights, and art with Peter Hatch, Doug Horn, Mark Hostler, Martha Rands, and the Aja Rose Bond. And moderated by Kate Milbury. So I hope you'll take note of that. We'll be giving you a lot more information before the time comes for that one. And you're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR in Vancouver. And since we're into telling you about this and that, let's get into some of our Olympics coverage now, shall we? All right, let's do that. All right, from the province, on September 9th, from Kimberly Sharon, Olympic programs not a hit with teachers and school boards. The BC government rolled out its Olympic education programs yesterday to less than enthusiastic support from teachers and school boards. The province spent $550,000 during the past 3 years developing the programs. We felt it was a very good investment considering the education opportunities that there are with the Olympics this year, said BC Education Minister Margaret McDiarmid the Armid. But BC Teachers Federation President Irene Lanzinger was skeptical. The government keeps coming out with these feel-good announcements, she said. It's all about some kind of spin they're putting on. what is really an understanding of the public system. That's a difficult sentence for me. It's all about some kind of spin they're putting on what is really an understanding of the public system. The program said, failed to tackle tough Olympic issues, such as drug testing, corruption, and whether Vancouver should be hosting the games. This is an advertising campaign for the Olympics. It's not an educational program. She says, the unveiling at False Creek Elementary School came on the heels of school funding cuts. Last week's provincial budget has school boards scrambling to make up for a $110 million shortfall in facility grants. The Vancouver School Board had its $10.6 million facility grant yanked with no warning, said board chairwoman Patty Bacchus. She said the district will also have to spend several hundred thousand dollars to bring schools in line with the provincial health regulations related to the H1N1 virus. The province, Mick Diarmid said, has put more dollars than ever into school funding. Bacchus, however, said that while the dollar figure itself might be the highest ever, the year-over-year increase does not keep pace with fixed costs and negotiated contracts. The Olympic-themed education initiative also rubs salt in the wound left by a $130,000 cut to school sport funding. What the hell? Last week, Mick Diarmid suggests students get exercise by walking, dancing, or going to the park if their school sport program gets cut. Gotta buy more ads, more billboard space. Meanwhile, Bacchus said the district is facing the possibility of significant layoffs. We're suddenly in a position where we're literally spending money today that we don't have. And a little bit more of your countdown to the Olympic Games here at Exquisite Corpse Radio. It's an article, like once again, from The Province, by Kimberly Sheeran, from September 9th. All right. So we've got more exciting things coming up for you. No, I swear it, really. Yes. So let's go to some announcements and we'll come back soon. Really soon, I swear.
Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more, totally free, at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
Yeah, so we're going to be hearing some Experimental Dental School coming up real soon. But before that, I want you to listen to this and take note, because it's one of my favorite things.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound. Tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Experimental Dental School now with Square Wave Cave.
I want
Hi there. This is Exquisite Corpse Radio. Gonna hear a track from Aerosol now with a song called Transition from the album Airborne. And it is from the N5 Music label, which used to be a mini disc only label back when. We heard Aircraft in there with Persist from Laison 666, various artist compilation of female Canadian electroacoustic artists. Sublamp was in there also with Echo Lalik, I think that's how it's pronounced, from their album Breath Letters. And that was quite lovely. Port Royal was in there also with Balding Generation from Port Royal's album Dying in Time. Port Royal, I believe, is also from the N5MD music label. Indeed. And before that, HC-B. Album is called Soundcheck for a Missing Movie. And the track we heard was Hot Afternoon in the Bulls Square. And for that, Experimental Dental School with Square Wave Cave. R.D. Lang and Son did Tipperary. For that, of course, People Like Us with Nobody Does. And forgot to announce this one way back when. Felix the House Cat did Elvis. From Felix the House Cat's new killer album, He Was King. Pretty much takes care of everything except to tell you that Thunderbird Radio Hell is next in about 4 minutes. And stay tuned for that. It's going to be wonderful. So until next week, my friends, remember, the future is bleak. Over and out.